Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single, and this is your host, Joseph Anderson, speaking. And today's episode 195, and the title might have intrigued you. The title actually comes from a song by a band called The Refreshments from the 90s. The world is full of stupid people. Don't argue with them. Now, where does this podcast come from? It comes from this morning. I was at the gym, and for whatever reason, quite a few of our cable machines are broken, so there's only one that has two cables on it. And this guy was using one of the cables. You know, it's like I went over and, you know, tried to ask him to move, and it seemed like he said yes. And then every time that I went to use the machine, he's like, "What are you doing?" And it was just strange. I mean, like I said, he was using one single cable, and I'd ask him to move. Now, the problem wasn't whether he was going to move or not. That was his choice. The problem was he kept basically saying, "I'm going to move," and then getting upset when I stepped in. It was so bizarre. And probably after about a minute or two of this, of going back and forth, you know, I go and I, you know, and the guy's clearly said, at least what I've heard, is, "Yeah, it's fine, I'll switch." And then I go to use the machine, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "I didn't say we could switch." And it was just, I know, like, in this moment, it's actually more funny than anything, but I was kind of in a hurry. Like, I don't have that much time to record today, and I was just in a hurry. And the guy wanted to have this stupid, pedantic argument. He's like, "Dude, I didn't say that you could switch." And he literally said that we could switch. And finally, I said something that I probably shouldn't have, according to most people. And I walked off. And he was surprised. I mean, it was just so bizarre. And part of me thinks this guy truly wanted to have this stupid argument. And I'm like, "Bro, I don't have time for this. I really don't have time for this." I had a very limited amount of time. I could work this morning. We're traveling today. And so I just didn't have time for it. And the funny thing is, it did linger in the back of my mind, because I'm like, "Oh, I should be a better example than that." And it's like, why? Why should I be anything other than I am? Like, and why, like, I do believe, let me get this straight. I do believe that Heavenly Father wants us to be wonderful examples. And I also believe that He understands there's times that we're human. And those times that I'm human, I don't have to beat myself up. I mean, I'd gone back and forth with this guy for at least a minute or two, which, when basically asking, "Can I use this?" yes or no, is a long time. And I want to, you know, I don't know, in the past, I might have been like, "Well, wait a second, you said that I could use this, and then you said I couldn't use this. Can you help me understand?" And it's like, I don't want that. You know, I remember this old story that I heard, like, years and years and years ago. And the gist of it was, it was basically like, it was this magic rock or this magic stone or something. And it was supposed to help this guy. And there was a guy that, you know, he came to a bridge or something. And the guy said, I can count higher than you." And the guy says, "Infinity." And then the guy says, "Infinity plus one," or whatever, like dumb stuff like that. And finally, and I could be totally, totally misdoing this. I don't have time to look some of these things up today. But if you want to look it up, feel free to let me know. And the rock would basically say, "Infinity plus one." And this guy sat, you know, basically having this conversation with this rock forever. Like, you got better things to do than winning arguments with stupid people. There's another cool clip that I often show my clients when they're like, "Oh, this person is such a jerk. Why are they acting like this?" And I'll often show them this clip from The Simpsons. If you just look up Simpsons, elephant, or Homer, or, you know, elephant being jerk or something like that. And there's this, you know, and you know, Bart, one of the characters in The Simpsons, had this pet elephant, and he finally releases him to this elephant refuge. And his elephant named Stampy is just going around ramming his head into everything. Into everything. And, like, in, I'm sorry, into every other elephant. And Bart, like, and Bart asks, is like, is that a, or one of them asks, is that like a mating ritual or something? And he's like, no, some elephants like people are jerks. And then he says, Homer, like, Mr. Simpson, please stop hitting me with your head. And Homer Simpson is keeps ramming this guy with his head into the ribs. And so, guys, like, sometimes people are just stupid. No, I want to be clear. This guy, I'm not saying this guy was stupid. I'm saying that we all act that way sometimes. And me too. You know, and it's like, I'll allow somebody to be human in the moments that they are. And to allow yourself to be human. You know, I'm thinking about a conversation I was having with one of my cousins last night, and it's like, we were talking about, you know, some of the antics of actually Kenny Dillingham, I think that's his name. He's an ASU football coach. You know, and he got pretty upset at the end of the BYU game, as most coaches do. We were talking about it. You know, and then my cousin told me, he's like, dude, that guy just gave his $200,000 bonus to all of his, like, basically back-end staff. You know, his trainers, et cetera, all got like $5,000 to $10,000 bonuses. And I gotta say, anyone that's willing to do something like that, they must have some good in them, because I've never heard of a coach doing something like that. You know, and so it's not inherently that people are stupid people. I don't think anybody is. Everybody's just going through certain things, and at all times, like, sometimes we're just in a stupid mode. You know, we're just in that little stupid mode. You know, as one of my coaching colleagues says, you know, you're stuck on stupid. His name's Damien Costa, if I remember right. Like, he just says, you're stuck on stupid. And sometimes we are. Sometimes we're stuck in that little phase. We're just stuck in that switch. It's kind of like if you've ever seen Toy Story 3 and they, you know, they switch Buzz Lightyear's character to Spanish mode, I believe. Like, sometimes you just get stuck in that mode, and you don't have to make it a big deal when somebody else does. Like, honestly, if I had more time today at the gym and if I'd seen the guy afterwards, I probably would have gone and apologized. Why? Because I really don't want to treat anyone like that. And now, granted, if I'd gone and apologized, it might have turned into another whole thing, because it just seemed like this guy had way too much time on his hands and wanted an argument. And I think some people do want arguments. It reminds me of this clip I saw of this prison show. And there was a guy that was just shredded, jacked out of his mind. He had muscles on top of muscles in this prison, that it would take all of these guards to be able to move him. And when they would move him, they would get into this actual giant fight. Giant fight. And you know what would happen afterwards? They would all sit and laugh. This is in a prison, like guards versus prisoner. And the guy either said it or it occurred to me, it's like, wait a second, hold up. Basically, This guy wanted some sort of fight. We all love a fight. We do. We crave, not necessarily for the fight, but for the adventure. We do love to fight. We love the challenge. That's probably a better way to put it. You know, and people will find that in all sorts of ways. And guys, I've probably been that same guy at the gym before. I mean, I know it's easier to point at other people and be like, well, they're doing this. They're doing this. And then looking at your own eyes and being like, wait a second, hold up. I do that exact same thing. I'm like, well, wait a second. You said blah, 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 and catching people in their words. I mean, Now, sometimes that's intentional that people do that to us. And other times we're trying to catch them in their words. You know, we're kind of the bad guy. Now, I most importantly out of this, guys, I just want you to be able to be human. Why do I share so much with you guys that's like, that years ago I would have never shared? Like, oh my goodness, I said things that other people probably think I shouldn't. And sometimes that I think I shouldn't. And things sometimes that I don't even want to say. But let yourself be human. Because if you don't, you're gonna have an ulcer. Like, you don't have to fester everything. You don't have to overthink everything. But don't let it fester. Let it go. Oh my goodness, I said that to that person. Okay, next. You don't have to stew about it. And again, like, it is such... So I could have stood there. This guy, it might have been 5 minutes. We could have gone back and forth. Be like, bro, you just said I could have the machine. And then you said I couldn't. You know, kind of like being there talking to a rock that's always saying infinity plus one. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I mean, and it was ironic because I went and did all my other machines and I came back to that one almost last. And there was an old lady using it. And I just kindly said, hey, can I, how many more sets do you have? Because she was using both of the cables. So I wouldn't ask her necessarily to switch because all the other ones were broken and just having one cable open. And she was just really kind and said, you know, I've got about 2 sets left. You know, and now she was actually supersetting, which means basically twice as many exercises as you say you're going to do. But I didn't make a big deal of it. I hopped on the next machine, which I actually still hadn't done for the day, which was pull-ups and dips. And it worked out fine. Sometimes it's just not worth arguing with people, guys. And sometimes people need some time to cool off. Like, especially if somebody's in a heated argument and you're in that space where you're like, where you're the person, like, well, you said this. Especially if you start using this type of voice. Just stop. Seriously, just stop. Like, it's okay to take a time out. It's okay not to have to explain yourself. You know, a lot of times they say, you know, don't go to bed angry with your spouse. Now, I know that doesn't pertain to many of us in this, well, actually plenty of people listen to this that are married. But at least single people it doesn't pertain to, but you know, any married people listen to this, you don't have to. Why would you have to have arguments at 11 o'clock or midnight that when you're already tired and exhausted? That just makes no sense. It's okay to just say, you know what? Let's talk about this in the morning. I'm going to bed. We'll be fresher in the morning. We'll be ready. You know, and as my mentor said, he did that one time and they woke up the next morning and his wife had totally forgot what was wrong. Wouldn't you rather love and enjoy your life than always be right? Again, I could have very well tried to be right in that situation. But the thing about trying to be right in a situation where you're arguing with someone that thinks they're right, well, it's funny because, like, both people are going to think they're right and nothing's going to happen. There's no good that was going to come out of that conversation. I mean, the guy was even surprised when I stormed off, and I did storm off. Because I was mad. I was mad that this guy was wasting my time. And I'm like, bro, let me use the machine or don't let me use the machine, but don't waste my time, is essentially what I was saying. And it's just funny. But you know, and it's interesting because recently we had an election over here in America. And the interesting thing about it is both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, both thought if the other person won, it was the end of the world. That's really interesting. I mean, of course, if I thought it was the end of the world, I would fight and I would do everything possible. Now, granted, if somebody thinks it's the end of the world, you're not going to generally convince them otherwise. You know, people are going to think however they're going to think. And that's just going to be how it's going to work. You don't have to win every argument. I remember something, I think it was Andre Agassi said in his biography. There was a particular match he was playing, and I think he intentionally lost the point because he said to lose it it would have lost him the match. Meaning he would have had to exert so much extra energy to get that extra ball that he would have had none left for the rest of the match. Sometimes, guys, it's just not worth it. Now, this is an area sometimes I struggle with, stupid drivers. Like, a guy cuts you off, or people are just being morons, or somebody especially that's flying down the road at like a zillion miles an hour, and you don't notice it, like when everyone else is going a slower speed, and they almost hit you. Like, that stuff annoys me, especially red light runners. Oh my goodness gracious, I hate that. Now, granted, they obviously don't care because they're running the red light. Why should I make it my job, my mission to police them when it's not going to do any good? You know, the more we just let people live their lives, you know, even if they're stuck on stupid in that moment, like, the better off you're going to be. I mean, how many arguments, how many things are you worrying about that just don't matter? You know, it's like in Meatballs, they have this whole scene. If you just look it up on YouTube, it's called "It Just Doesn't Matter." It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So my question to you is, what battles are you fighting today that you don't need to fight? What are you worrying about that you don't need to worry about? What are you doing that you just don't need to? And let it go. Go focus your life on the adventure. Focus your life on the joy. Focus your life on anything. Now, I will also bring this up. Whether, like, the crazy leprechaun thinking, or also, as I've been calling lately, the heckler. You can listen to old episodes for more on that. It just wants you to argue with it. That's all it wants. It wants you to argue with it and get you off course. Anytime you argue with yourself, it doesn't go well. All you need to do is be still and allow the answer to come. And take the best step you can in that moment. If you don't know what to do, as there's plenty of times I don't know what to do, just pick something. Just sit and pick something and just go do it. And do something in a step towards advancing towards your goals. So again, stop fighting with people that make no sense. Love and enjoy your life, and really cool things are going to happen. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.